Now we're talking to Santa Fe boys basketball coach Andrew Smith. And coach, you've got a couple seniors you nominated for the Dream Team. First, Alex Edwards. Tell us a little bit about Alex.
Alex did a lot of really good things for us. If we needed a score, he could do it. If we needed him to bring the ball up against pressure, he was the one to do it. And if we needed somebody to share the ball around, he was finding open guys all the time, especially in transition. Was a really good defender for us as well. His presence will definitely be missed along with his just overall basketball IQ.
And I know he's a three-sport athlete, so he must have a pretty good work ethic and have good leadership traits.
Yeah, he does. He I think he's a 500-pound squatter in the weight room, 300-pound bencher. Just a really strong kid. And like you said, work ethic goes into that. And constantly in the gym, always wanting to get better, working on his shot, working on ball handling, just all of that.
What kind of kid is he away from athletics in the classroom and in the community?
He is a really good student in the classroom. I'm pretty sure he's over a 3.5 student GPA-wise. He's going to, I know whenever he gets to college, he's going to enlist in the ROTC there. Wherever he ends up, I think he's looking at either State Tech in Lynn or going to UCM and going there.
All right, your next nomination is another senior, Logan Tracy. Tell us a little bit about Logan.
Logan, the things that Logan did for us didn't really show up in the stat sheet. He usually drew the tallest kid on their team to guard night in, night out. Did a really good job on them, especially I've mentioned this quite a bit, but the Slater tournament, he did an excellent job over kids that were a couple inches taller than him, and he locked him down. I think he only gave up 4 points a game that week defensively. But by the end of the season, offensively, he became a much better finisher for us. We kind of joked with him over throughout the year that he was just sending rockets off the backboard, and then by the end of it, he was finishing nicely high and soft off the glass. So kudos to him for his development.
Talk about his work ethic and his leadership traits.
Logan is one of those quiet leaders. He's going to do the right thing for you, but he's not overly vocal. But like I said, he'll do whatever you ask him to do, and if you draw something up for him to do, he can do that real quick.
Okay, and I know both these being seniors, they're going to leave big shoes to fill next year for your Chiefs basketball team, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Work ethic-wise, leadership-wise, they're definitely going to be missed. We're going to be a lot shorter without Logan, and we're going to be a ball handler and scorer down with Alex.